In establishing our mindfulness, it's helpful to be aware of what we might call the container that mindfulness is established in. As I mentioned last night, how we are, how our awareness is established, how our awareness is connecting with experience, is very impactful in terms of what happens, what follows. So there are some qualities, perhaps, or aspects of mind that support the establishment of mindfulness in a skillful way. And those include relaxation, both relaxation of body and relaxation of mind. As the body relaxes, it's a condition that supports our mind to relax. And as the mind relaxes, as the mind is able to settle into being here in the present moment, it creates conditions for very naturally for mindfulness to arise. And so relaxation is a very supportive condition in this container. Another aspect that's supportive is receptivity. Receiving experience. We often think about directing attention to experience, choosing what we attend to, and that doesn't have to be a contradiction with receptivity. We can kind of aim or choose an area of attention, of experience to attend to, and then receive that experience, allowing it to show itself to us rather than trying to find or figure out what's going on. So for instance, we can explore kind of knowing the breath, aware of breathing in, and then just receive what's available to be received while breathing in. Breathing out. What's available to be received while breathing out? So that the relaxation of mind supports this simple receiving of experience. In many ways, it feels to me that awareness naturally receives experience. That's its job, we could say. some other aspects of this container. Maybe curiosity. What is this? What is this human experience? What is this experience of breathing in? What is this experience of breathing out? Again, in a receptive way, curiosity. Curiosity, perhaps as a naturalist might be curious when they go sit in nature to observe. A naturalist goes out often and will just sit and see what shows up, but with a lot of curiosity. What's here? How is it connecting with everything else that's here? But not trying to direct it or fix it, but receiving. What's here? What's this? And another piece of that container is kindness, friendliness, caring for ourselves, really meeting ourselves as if we were our dearest friend. How is this experience right now for you? We explore allowing mindfulness to be established in a wholesome way, in a skillful way. If we're prioritizing, I need to stay with the breath, we may forget about relax, receive, curious, and allowing, caring. In my experience, it's helpful to prioritize or to be attentive to this container, these qualities. If you're prioritizing, I need to stay with the breath, the mind can get tight, brittle, tense. And so, emphasizing perhaps relaxation. This isn't often a good place to begin our practice. Maybe there can be relaxation of body. The head, the neck, the shoulders, maybe they can relax. The arms, the hands, soften. Chest and upper back. Perhaps there can be some softening around the rib cage. Relaxing across the stomach and abdomen. Middle and lower back. Softening the hips, the legs, the feet, And perhaps also there might be a possibility of relaxing, softening the body more deeply inside the body. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart, the area around the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. As there's relaxation of body, it can support the mind to relax. Maybe the mind can soften, let go of worries, concerns, tension, thoughts about the past or the future. Gil offered an instruction in one sitting I did a long time ago that has really stuck with me as a way in to perhaps relaxing the mind. As if the brain were a muscle, maybe the brain can relax. Abide, observing, being with. With whatever relaxation, sense of presence is available. Attending, turning to be with, connect with the experience of breathing. However, it is showing up in this moment. Observing the breath as the breath. Receiving the breath. Letting the breath come to you rather than the idea of the mind going out to find the breath. Just settle back. The breath will show up. Receive. Other language can sometimes be helpful. Maybe just a sense of being with yourself, being with the breath. Connecting with what's here. Opening to the breath. Maybe a sense of intimacy. Intimacy with the breath. Knowing the breath. The Buddha's instructions, the instructions in the Satipatthana Sutta. Breathing in, one knows one is breathing in. breathing out. One knows one is breathing out. Breathing in, one is with breathing in. Breathing out, aware, connected of breathing out. A light touch is helpful in staying connected. Maybe we sometimes think about trying to hold on to the breath, trying to hold on to experience in the present moment. But the effort that's helpful is really light. Maybe just enough effort. To know half a breath. How hard is it to stay with an in-breath? Just an in-breath, that's all. That's all you have to do. What's an in-breath like? And then, what's an out-breath like? Just enough effort to connect with half a breath. Receive half a breath. And however that breath is, whether it feels easy, smooth, or tight, rough. However it is showing up, exploring the possibility of real care and friendliness towards that experience. This is how it is. Allowing, friendly, a dear friend when we're struggling is willing to be there with us. It's okay to be struggling. How are you? I'm interested. Mindfulness can be that kind of friend. How is the breath? I'm with you. I'm interested. And of course, you'll forget The mind will wander into thinking, lose touch with being present with yourself. This is normal. Very conditioned habit of mind. What our relationship is to the moment when we notice. Mindfulness has returned, because that is what has happened there. We often think, I'm lost, I need to come back. But the very recognition that the mind had been wandering, we are already present in that moment. That's the first thing that can be helpful to acknowledge. Oh, mindfulness is back, aware again. It can be helpful in that moment to kind of acknowledge the kind of thinking that had been happening in just broad terms, planning or remembering, fantasizing, judging, daydreaming, drifting. In that moment, just to recognize that is what has been happening. And then to open to how is it here and now? The wandering mind can shape our present moment experience. And so useful to acknowledge or check in. How is it now in this moment? It's possible tension has crept in with the wandering. If that's the case, it can be useful. Remember the container. Remember the usefulness of relax, receive, curious, caring. Might be useful to take some time to relax the body again. And then begin remembering the breath. There's no need to rush back to the breath. We can allow it to come to us. It can be surprising sometimes after the mind has wandered. Depends on the kind of wandering that has happened. But sometimes if the mind has been in a drifting kind of state, not so much thinking about something, but just kind of maybe the daydreamy, drifty kind of state, that when mindfulness returns, there's actually more ease and relaxation than there was before the mind wandered. That's happened more often than I might have thought. And so if that's the case, open to that relaxation, open to that perhaps sense of spaciousness or ease. And let the breath return into that space. Abide. Observing the breath as the breath. Connected. Curious. Caring. establishing the container, the field in which we're practicing. There's so many levels of that. We establish a container as a community, caring for each other with the precepts, caring for each other as we move through the building, close the doors carefully, be cognizant of social distancing, all of that. Being mindful in our actions supports the container, supports everyone. And internally, our container of relaxation, receptivity, curiosity, and friendliness, allowing, caring. This will support the establishment of a skillful mindfulness that will begin over time to carry us. Initially, we have to remember and remember a lot. Reminding ourselves with this light touch, aware of this moment, this step, this breath, this seeing or hearing as we go through our day. The remembering moment after moment is a big part of establishing mindfulness, this continuity of the mindfulness. And of course we'll forget. So this isn't about trying to hold on tightly, but just gently remembering. And then when we forget, gently reconnecting. It is through the continuity or the establishing, the establishing of mindfulness, of being aware moment after moment, that the power of wise mindfulness, wise awareness begins to be felt. That power to really see what's happening in our bodies and our minds. How our habits and patterns happen. We begin to recognize that some of our habits and patterns are stressful. And that's not a mistake when we feel that, when we notice, wow, the mind that's frustrated is not pleasant. That's how the mind learns. We've been experiencing that stress of those mind states, but have been probably acting from that stress, thinking we need to do something to get rid of it. And the encouragement here is to be curious, open to what is it like? And so we get to know from the inside the experience of these patterns and habits that we've been living with for our lives. It was a shock to me when I realized that anger was painful. It doesn't seem very shocking, but the feeling, the internal feeling of it, I thought that anger was making the other person miserable. But it was making me miserable. This kind of learning, it's not a mistake. It's how our minds begin to shift, re-establish its relationship to our experience. So the continuity of mindfulness begins to reveal the struggles and the beauty of what happens in our minds. So just a couple of announcements this morning. We've all gotten used with our masks, used to perhaps with our mask coughing this way. Putting our hands up. I know that's happened for me at the grocery store and things. I'm used to doing this with my mask.
People can't see you.
Oh, right. Covering my mask with my hands instead of using the elbow. And that habit may have become more prevalent. And so be really conscious. I would say just use your elbow, even if you have your mask on, use your elbow. Because when you take your mask down to drink or to eat and you have to cough, elbow is the way to go. So remember the Vipassana cough, sneeze. And also with the masks, remember to, the instructions on the airplanes, between bites, put your mask back on. And especially if you're eating or drinking or sipping tea slowly, remember to put your mask back on between bites. The sitting spaces, we had something happen yesterday, I guess. Somebody had their things on a cushion and somebody had moved them off the cushion and sat on that cushion. So if there's things on the cushion, like there's some cushions around, some spaces around with blankets or zabutans, zafus on the cushion, if there's something on the cushion, then don't move it off the cushion and sit there. Yeah, don't move it off the mat. Don't move it off the mat and sit there. Then when you post a note on the bulletin board, fold the note so that the text on the note is not visible. And then put the name of the person that you're writing to on the outside of the note. We have the posture instruction at 11 o'clock following the sitting, so come to that if that's supportive for you. The talk at 4 o'clock. And then at 7:15 this evening, we will have a kind of a question and answer period. Gil likes to call it a fireside chat, but there's no fire. and we'll have that in here at 7:15. For those of you who are somewhat newer to retreat, and by that I mean if you've sat a couple of retreats, It would be useful for you to come. So that will be available this evening. So Gil.